Now this is a woman's name. It begins with an N, and they used to have a bunch of songs that had it like "Wait Till the Sun Shines."
Nellie.
Yeah, or "From Aunt Dinah's Quilting Party." I was making Nellie home. Seeing Nellie home.
Seeing
yeah.
Nellie home.
A woman who teaches school in the old days would be called a what?
School matron.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term jackleg preacher?
Oh, yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It just means somebody that can't preach, I reckon.
Okay.
That's what I think.
That's what I think, too. I'm not real sure exactly what
I'm
it means.
I'm not real sure either.
Would you use the same, you can say jackleg preacher. Have you ever heard anybody talk about, say, a jackleg lawyer or a jackleg carpenter?
Well, I guess I have. I don't recall right now.
Okay.
But I guess that's what they'd call them.
Okay. If you were introducing, for the first time, if you were introducing, say, your sister to one of your children, you would say, "Now, Johnny, this is
Aunt so-and-so."
Okay, would you ever say, "This is your aunt?"
Aunt, whatever it
okay.
was.
Do you remember, going back to the Bible, do you remember Abraham's wife's name?
Sarah.
Okay. You're pretty sharp on that.
Well, I've read lots in the Bible. I know I've not read enough, but I know quite. And when a preacher gets up to preach, if he misquotes the scripture, boy, I know it.
I believe it. I believe it. You know, my granddad, one of the things that he had that he was proudest of was a $5 gold piece back from the old days when they used to have gold pieces.
Yeah.
And somebody, I guess it was his daddy, gave him that gold piece when he was little for reading the Bible all the way through one song.
Well.
He just read it all the way through. What about a person whose name Bill or Billy, his real name is what? If they call him Bill or Billy, his name would be what?
William.
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody use the term like Brother John or Sister Sue or anything?
Yeah, some. They don't do that much now. They used to do all the time in the olden times. We was all taught to say uncle and aunt or something like that. Yeah, all the time. Older people, we was supposed to say aunt and uncle or grandma and grandpa, you know. Things like that.
Let's see, I forgot, how many brothers and sisters did you say you had?
I've got five. There's five of us girls and two brothers.
Two brothers.
My sister works here in the nursing home.
Really?
Yes, sir. I want you to meet her.
How nice.
I want you to meet her.
Is she a nurse here or?
She's just an aide.
Well, that's really wonderful.
Yes, I'd like for you to meet
her. Well, I'd certainly like to.
She's the baby, I'm the oldest, and she's the baby.
Well, I'll be, and you're both in here. Now, that's really unusual.
Oh, yes, it is. Well, she's a good one, too. Oh, she's one of the best.
That's fine. If you were talking to Robert E. Lee, you wouldn't call him Mr. Lee. You might call him what Lee?
General Lee.
Okay. And can you think of any other ranks in the military, like captain or?
Well, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, I think of him.
Right. Okay, have you ever heard of, who is the man that makes the fried chicken that everybody's buying?
Colonel
Sanders.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right, Colonel Sanders.
The man in charge of a ship is the what?
Okay, he's the captain, isn't he?
Okay. Do you ever hear anybody use this in civilian life? Did you ever hear black folks talk about a white man as being Captain So-and-so or anything?
Yeah, mm-hmm.